All right, just hang on a second. I'm just adding some more music here.
Gotta love this music bed.
Happy, cheerful morning bed. That's what we call it. 837, 38 degrees. Nice morning here in North Central Iowa.
Oh, beautiful.
It is time for Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right. Wait, are you waiting for me to say something?
Oh, yeah, I am waiting for you to say
something.
Okay, all right,
just checking.
I thought you were giving a peculiar look to your sheet, and I thought you were getting ready to describe the theme.
Like I was eyeballing the sheet of paper?
Yeah.
No. Just messing around, Matt. All right, so here's one thing I want to say about Would You Rather Wednesday. You know, most Wednesdays are great. You know, then you got some stinkers. Any way you look at it, if you happen to miss it, maybe you're interrupted by a customer. No worries. We archive Would You Rather Wednesday on our website, 977thebolt.com. Click on Would You Rather Wednesday.
You go to the podcast and you're able to see them right there.
Yeah, so. It's pretty simple to do. But and if you want to go back, I got to tell you the titles themselves are worth checking it out. But 977thebolt.com, click on podcast and then scroll down to Would You Rather Rewind is what it's called.
And there are some, as you mentioned, some crazy titles, but yeah, that archive goes back pretty far, so.
It does. Matt, question number one. Question numero uno. You ready?
I'm about as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Would you rather wear a hot dog costume while riding a donkey, or wear a donkey costume while eating hot dogs? Visualize.
I'm closing my eyes, visualizing.
You're on a donkey.
Okay. And I'm eating a hot dog.
No.
No.
You're in a hot dog costume.
Oh, I'm in a hot dog costume on the
riding
donkey.
Riding a donkey.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Or you're wearing a donkey costume while eating hot dogs. Now think of a donkey.
Okay, yeah. I got to wear the costume to wear eat the hot dogs.
Oh, why the long face? Aw. Weren't expecting this, were you?
No. Hot dogs and donkeys. Boy, wearing that hot dog costume on that donkey. Dog on a donkey. Or wearing that that donkey costume eating the hot dog. Just for the fun of it, I think I'd wear the hot dog costume while riding the donkey.
Okay. Okay, I mean, again, there are no right or wrong answers here. It's I'm just hoping that maybe for the July 4th parade here in Humboldt, somebody could bring in a donkey and we'll buy you a hot dog costume.
And we could make this thing happen. Oh boy. Hot dog costume riding the donkey.
Yeah. That'd be pretty funny. You'd come walking up the street and you got the, it's like, what in the hell is this?
Here's our next float. It's donkeys and dogs. Be interesting.
Question number two. We're down to the final four, March Madness. On that theme, would you rather be a legendary coach or a legendary player?
Coach, you could do it a lot longer, but The athlete in me says, you know, being that player, if you're a legendary player, that'd be pretty cool. And you could, you know, have a highlight in March Madness, or you probably did something big at the tournament that will forever live in the school's lore.
Would you rather?
I think I'd want to be the player, Pat.
You want to be the player.
Yeah.
Would you rather be a legendary coach or a legendary player? And you pick...
legendary player.
Cool. Okay. Huh. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. And just because, you know, want to be the athlete in me. And coach would be cool, but I think you're remembered more as a player. And that... I'd rather be the one doing what's on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Question number 3. Would you rather score on your own team by accident or loudly pass gas during total silence before a free throw? Would you rather score on your own team by accident or loudly pass gas, fart, loudly during total silence before a free throw?
Well, Pat, both of them would be viewed as big gaps in March Madness history for sure, for their own reasons.
Yes.
I mean, score on your own basket, the other team's basket, that's going to forever be played on highlights. And, you know, let's look at the top 10 bonehead plays. The other one is... well, with all the TV eyes watching, you know, the Final Four or something like that, might be the passing of gas heard around the world.
Tunk, tunk, tunk.
Where'd that horn come from?
Which one you doing?
Yeah, they sounded the buzzer while he was getting ready to shoot a free throw. That's what that was. Pat, I'm going to... I'm going to put out a little bit of flatulence while we're shooting free throws.
Yeah, you don't want to score against your own team.
No.
Yeah,
no.
That'd be silly.
It might smell in a certain spot of the court, but that's it. That's at least there's nothing affecting the scoreboard.
Oh, man.
Just the top of the key.
Top of the key. 8:45, 38 degrees. Would you rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Bonus question number 4. Would you rather be caught on camera picking your nose during a nationally televised championship game or caught performing on stage in drag by your friends?
How many eyes are watching that Final Four?
Would you rather be caught on camera picking your nose during a nationally televised championship game or caught performing on stage in drag by your friends?
You know, Pat, as embarrassing as both are, for me at least, trying to think about how many people watch the Final Four.
Well, when I saw you in drag, you didn't seem that embarrassed.
Well, I mean, you know, it was...
You
whenever
looked
I'm
great.
Around, big sexy, you know.
You looked great, by the way. I couldn't tell, except for the beard.
Yeah. I was a bearded lady for sure. 16 million viewers. So they're talking about 18 million total. There were 16 to 14 for the two Final Fours last year. So about 18 is where they were averaging it.
Knuckle deep.
No, you were to wait, knuckle deep.
Well, I don't know.
I'd be itching my brain at that point.
Matt held up his pointer finger so we know which finger he uses.
Well, I mean, that's what, you know, you always...
Second
hold
knuckle.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Second knuckle.
Their pinky, who picks their nose with their pinky finger?
Well, it depends on how big your nostril is.
Who picks it with your ring? I mean, that's just awkward, you know?
Your middle finger, you
could flip somebody off, but also that is one... thick digit to be putting up your nostril.
Yeah, you don't use your ring finger to pick your nose.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, that's why I said the pointer finger, because the thumb is, you know, I can't believe I'm describing this right now.
And where do most people pick their nose? When they're driving.
No, I guess so. I never thought about that.
You know, we can see you.
Yeah.
People in limousines, they're picking their nose. What are you doing, Matt? Picking your nose, or you...
Picking my nose in front of 18 million people, or...
Or, guys, or dancing and drag on stage and being caught by your friends.
Yeah, Pat and Craig coming in and seeing me, you know, at wherever you call it, some establishment. Well, since you told me I look great, maybe I should go down that route, you know?
No right or wrong answer, Matt.
Well, you know what, Pat? I feel like I'd be a meme if I picked my nose on national TV.
Probably.
Yeah. Every comment section known to man on Facebook, you'd see the nose, and I'd be known as like the nose picker. You don't want to have that title. Hmm.
This one's a thinker for you, isn't it?
Yes. Well, Pat, since you told me I look fantastic, you know what? Why not?
You look fantastic. In what?
In the drag.
Okay.
There you go.
So trying to get it out of you, man.
Yeah. You know what? I'll go down that route because I don't want millions and millions and millions of people having an image of me picking my nose.
Yeah.
It's one thing to do it in the car, but
you know, be worse.
Yeah.
You know, be worse. Watching you eat it.
The contemplation that follows would not be good.
Eyes go side to side. Finger goes to your mouth. That's just gross, man.
Yeah, it's
knock
disgusting,
it
you know.
Good golly.
Yeah. $50 a smells code picks his nose. 50 more eats.
It is 8:50, 38 degrees. This has been Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful. Downtown Humboldt.